Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for just one more time. Amen. To be live in the studio here in WCNO 89.9 FM. Amen. Live in the studio here in this beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for all his goodness and all his grace. Amen. That which he hath bestowed upon us. And we're excited. Not only excited, we're beyond excited for some of the wonderful and great things, amen, that God is doing, and he's still moving, amen, nor by might, nor by spirit, but by his spirit, saith God, amen, that he's still moving, amen, in a miraculous way, amen. We just thank God, amen, for you out there this morning for being able to listen in, amen, at this hour here, amen, and being attentive, amen, and having something, amen, that you can grasp hold to, something that you can, amen, take with you, amen, to another day's journey, amen. How many of you know out there this morning that God is a good God, amen. God would not leave you astray. God will be there, amen, when your friend may not be there, when your mother and father may forsake you, but the Lord said that I will take you up, amen, and give you, amen, an everlasting love, a covenant, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen, the God of who, amen, shall, amen, report that we believe in, amen, and who arm, amen, that his arm is not too short that he cannot save, amen, that is his ear heavy that he cannot hear, amen. God love you this morning, and we just stop by to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. So I would like to say to some, praise God, and I'd like to say to others, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who have been redeemed from the hands, amen, of your enemy. Come on here, amen. God, it is God, amen, who have brought you to this place where you at right now. It is God, amen, that you didn't die in your sin. It's God that you had begin to hear. It's God that you begin to, that your eyes of your understanding being in the enlightened and understanding, amen, what the purpose and the plan, amen, and the predestination already, what the Lord have done for you in your life, the plan even from the beginning. I come to tell somebody that you have been created to praise God in his glory and his image, amen. You have that is the reason why you're here, to praise God, to give God praise, to give God the glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We can't say enough. Amen. Amen. What shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits towards me? What can I give back? What can I give in exchange? Amen. For God. Only thing God requires, amen, for us to just to give something back is our soul and our spirit. Amen. To come back unto the Father. Amen. For we all have was lost. We all was in a place of darkness. Amen. But that darkness, amen, light shine in that darkness. Amen. And our eyes have been enlightened, the understanding. Amen. But men love darkness rather than light. Folk love darkness rather than light. You cut the kitchen light on, you see everything scatter. If your house ain't pesticides, if you ain't got your house with an exterminator, amen, and you let all them critters and everything just begin to fall, come in your house and things like that, and leave crumbs, amen, everywhere. Amen. It's the same thing with the bishop of our soul. Amen. It's time to clean it up. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come, let us reason together, saith God. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God saying, listen, just come. Amen. Come as you are. Don't wait till you get ready. Just come now. Amen. Come now as you are right now, and I can work on you. Amen. It'll be a good thing in your life to come, that you'll be able to taste and see that the Lord, amen, is good. You'll be able to see, amen, the things that you couldn't see before, you'll be able to see now. And then you can begin to understand and say, that's how bad I was. I couldn't get it together. But now that you have known God rather than known of God. The Bible says that why turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements that's in the world? Because the world love his own. But Jesus said, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Glory to God. We want to thank, amen, for our time being here on this morning. We want to give honor where honor due. Amen. Pastor David. Amen. Pastor David Frank Cure. Amen. On this Saturday edition is here. I miss my brother here for the last 4 months. For the last 4 weeks. A month have gone by since I've seen him. So I would like to greet him now in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's always good to have the man of God on the set. Amen. Amen. The Bible so declare, let us do good unto all men, especially those from the household of faith. Glory to God. So we want to thank him. Amen. For being here. Amen. Open the doors and allowing us to come in. Amen. And to be able to say a few words of the Lord that it may inspire somebody. Amen. Out there. Amen. On this morning. Glory to God. I come to take it that Jesus is walking by. Amen. He's coming through. Amen. Your town. Amen. I got good news. I got good news. He's coming through. Amen. Where you at right now? This is one of the strangest things that happened to me. Amen. On this weekend, I got to share. Amen. I was doing my morning run Sunday morning. You know, the Bible says that bodily exercise, amen, profit little. You know, that's what it said, but, you know, the spirit, but, you know, God wants us to take care of our physical man as well as our spiritual man. But I was doing a Sunday morning run, and I had ran 6 miles, you know, when I had on my gear. Well, as I was running, with a sauna suit, and it was like 90 degrees in the heat of the day, and I was very hot, you know. So I was fatigued and lethargic, and I took off the jacket. And it was a reason why I took off the jacket. Why am I saying all this here? Amen. But as I got to the 5th mile, I was, like I said, I was very hot. So I took off that jacket and I slowed down a bit. And I said, I'm gonna stop right now because I'm going to get this last mile. I'm going to step it up a bit. But as I stopped, I seen a bird, a canary bird. And this was a domestic animal. He was yellow and white. And these type of birds is not a wild bird. It just don't come out and about. You don't see these type of birds. Amen. And as I saw the bird just walking right in my path, and I looked around and I seen the houses in the neighborhood there, and I say, this got to be somebody pet. They pet must have got out of the cage or something like that. So I did the most neighborly thing, if you would, Samaritan thing. And I scooped the bird up, the little birdie, and I went and knocked on the door and rung the doorbell. And I said, I'm sorry to bother you, but is this your bird? Because the bird wasn't too far from the house. It wasn't too far from the house. So I assume that I'm taking the bird back to his rightful owner. And it's a little bird. He can't fly. He's going to die here. So I took the bird back, amen, to him. But just so happened, the young lady said this is not her bird. So, but the thing about the fact of the matter is that she actually took the bird. She actually adopted the bird in, and I made her day. I mean, she had a big, bright smile on her face, and I say, buy him a cage, and it's your bird. Maybe this was meant for you to happen. But the fact of the matter is, I did the most thing that we should do. We, you know, as far as like, instead of walking by the bird and don't caring about nothing like that, just how Jesus, as he comes through, Jesus cares for you. Jesus cares about, amen, your welfare, what you're doing in your life, what's going on, amen, with your life. And I'm so reminded of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ began to walk through Galilee in the beginning of his ministry, when they brought a paralyzed man to him, and Jesus began to heal the man. And not only that, Jesus began to perform all types of miracles, amen, because they know that the Messiah, amen, that was coming through, the anointing of Jesus Christ was coming through, that the Jesus Christ of Nazareth was walking through. So everybody and their brother began to get themselves into a proper place where they can see that this man of God, this the Messiah, amen, the word Messiah means Greek, amen, in layman terms, the word Christo, the anointing of Jesus Jesus Christ, and they would not let Jesus pass by until you touch me. Glory to God, is that he was coming through. Amen. And when he comes through out there this morning, friend, when he comes through with power. He comes through with strength. Amen. And this is therefore why we ought to love him. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 6 and 5, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. All thy strength, all thy might. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you one more time. We thank you, O God, for the opportunity, O God, to be able to come before you, O Lord, right now in this time. O Lord, thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your long suffering, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your sovereignty right now, O God. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, O God. You allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us, O Lord, that you kept us during the night. He that keepeth Israel should not slumber nor sleep, O God. And for that cause, oh God, we lift your name up, oh God. You said if you be lifted up, oh God, that you would draw all men unto you right now, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, for the bereavement family out there this morning. Oh Lord, you say, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted right now. Touch somebody right now, for you are the God of all comfort, oh Lord. Touch them right now. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh Lord. Send peace into their home, oh God, right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Oh Lord, let the sick say, I'm healed this morning. Let the weak say that I am strong. Let the blind say I can see. Let the poor say that I am rich this morning, O Lord. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. You said, O Lord, that your word will go forth, O God, and we'll accomplish into the thing that you were sending. We'll prosper, O God, where you were sending that, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We'll be so careful, O God. It's time to give you all the honor and the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Glory to God. Exuberant is the word that just keep echoing in my spirit. The word exuberant. To feel with or characterized by a lively energy of an excitement. And every time I think about the goodness of Jesus, how can you not get excited when you begin to reminisce over your life? And you go to thinking about some of the things that you have done in your life and some of the things that you even much got away with your life that you should have been able to give an account for. But God spared you. Amen. And now you have been redeemed from the hands of the enemy now. And now God have ordered your steps. God have given you a whole new lease of life, a whole new direction of life in a way that you shall go. We got to understand that the race is not given to the swift nor unto the strong, but he that endureth unto the end, he that continue to walk, amen, in the ways of the Lord, he that continue to do, amen, the will of his good pleasure. Glory to God. The Bible said, let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Get these thoughts, amen, up out of your mind. Put your mind on Jesus Christ that he is walking through. Glory to God. And the only way that we can get through is that it exclusively signifies that something that is in the only option and the only way is through Jesus Christ. God already has made the way straight. And it's already been set. The stage have already been set. So what good thing? Can any good thing? Philip, Nathaniel began to ask Philip questions and say, come, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah who all the prophets have talked about. We have found him. Come. And then Nathaniel began to be skeptical. Can any good thing come up out of Nazareth? The Jesus of Nazareth of Galilee. See, in that time, Nazareth was a little small village, a little small place where people frowned down upon. But I'm reminded when Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, began to take him into Nazareth to get away from Herod, and because Herod wanted to kill all the babies, hoping that one of the babies, all the babies under 2 years old, hoping that one of them babies might be the king, Jesus, who would save his people from their sins. And God began to lead Joseph into Nazareth. And that's all Jesus knew was Nazareth, and that's where he came from. See, Nathaniel began to think that Jesus may come from a place like Judea or Jerusalem or Bethlehem. Glory to God. But no, he came from Nazareth, from a small place. So Nathaniel began to ask, can any good thing come up out of Nazareth? And Philip said, come and see. See, Nazareth is a place within your soul too as well, where God have brought you from a place that you was in, a place of desolate, a place of dry bones, a place of a dead land. But you have been awakened, that the Spirit have quickened you. The Spirit, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, have quickened your mortal bodies. And when you begin to be quickened by the Lord, you begin to want to praise God and to praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him because his mighty acts. Praise him because of his excellent greatness. Glory to God. When you begin to praise, express admiration and appreciation and thanks, considering all that God has done and have done for you, you begin to outburst in praise. And I come to find that the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. God is good unto all. He's good unto all. It's meaning that the day that you was born, and God have created man in his own image, in his own likeness, according to Genesis 1:26, that you might be a tree of righteousness, and that you might beautify the Lord. But some kind of way along the route of the directions from birth until going into this world and walking, a lot of times we begin to lose sight on our direction, and we begin to take our eyes off the prize. We begin to take our eyes off Jesus to bring us into a place of proclamation, to proclaim the liberty where with Christ have set you free, and you have been set free. But when we was born into this world, the Bible so declared that when David said, sin did my mother conceive me, and I was shaping in iniquity. But therefore, if I was shaping in iniquity, it is time for me now to reach out to Jesus as he comes through. It is time for me now, even though I have been brought with a price, and I have came into the reconciliation of the ministry of God, that now that I don't know, I know God rather than knowing of him. And I may be struggling with some type of illness in my life, as far as spiritual illness. Come on here. I might be facing something as a health issue. I might be facing something of a hardship. I might be facing of something that I just done got off track, and I was once there, but I done found myself saying some things that I shouldn't be saying. I done found my place, I done found myself going somewhere I shouldn't be going and doing some things that is obscene and an abomination with the Lord. But I got good news. Jesus of Nazareth is passing through. So I want to ask you a question this morning. Can any good thing come out of Palm City? Can any good thing come up out of West Palm Beach? Can any good thing come up out of Fort Lauderdale? Can any good thing come up out of Miami? Can any good thing come up out of Okeechobee, Melbourne? Glory to God. Knowing that Jesus, who was able to save a one soul, it's your time now. The exuberance of God. And I come to find that we don't praise God like we should praise God here in these last and evil days. But we should be getting on fire for the Lord and doing what the Lord have called us to do. You know, the Bible says that enter into his gates with thanksgiving. and come into his court with praise. There's something about coming into God's court with praise. It means that I am expecting something from God. The high expectation. I heard the Bible say he would not disappoint an expected heart. Glory to God. See, even when Jesus began to heal the man of the sickness, of paralyzed, and the scribes and the Pharisees was always over there questioning Jesus. Every time Jesus do something good, always questioning him. You got to understand something, but they eyes of understanding, amen, was ignorant to the fact that they didn't know God, they didn't know Jesus, they didn't know the purpose. But he come to save that which was lost. He come to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and them that are bound to set them free. That's why folk go to the hospital, because they're sick. They're in need of a physician. And that's what he said. He come to save the sinners. He didn't come to save the righteous. Because you're already righteous, but he came to save the sinners and call them to repentance. But the fact of the matter is that this race that is before us, you did run well, the Bible so declared. But what did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Then Paul began to ask the Galatians that. I believe in Galatians 6 and 7. What did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You did run well at one point. You was excited. You was exuberant. You was admiration. You was doing the things that God have called you to do. You was attending to everything. I seen the light that was shining in your heart. You had a glow on your face. But right now, things ain't so rosary now. Amen. To get the fire back, to claim that back. Amen. Which was lost. But I come new. I got good news. Everything is going to be all right. The Bible said that a just man falls seven times and rises up again. Seven times, falls seven times and rises up again. We're not perfect, but what we do is the holiness of God. We sanctify ourselves. We set apart ourselves. Sanctify means to be set apart. Amen. To come into his holiness, to come into his presence. Amen. Somebody out there this morning said that, might say that, well, I ain't there yet. Okay, but I cannot encourage you this morning that if you will, Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. It's the strength. The Bible so declared in Deuteronomy 6 and 5, love the Lord thy God with all thy whole heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength, all thy might, all that is within me. And then when you continue, amen, to lift up God, and when you continue to read the scriptures, the Bible said, amen, that all scriptures is given given to God by inspiration or a prophet, profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction, that the man of God may be perfectly thoroughly in every furnished in every good work. Every good work that is set before you, God already, he already went and laid the foundation. Consideration. Another thing happened to me when I came over here this morning. I'm on my way. I'm making good time. I'm actually going to be on time because we need to be on time. I was driving my car. I'm right here on Port St. Lucie Boulevard in US 1, and a car had stalled out in the road. Disabled car. So I'm at the red light. What am I going to do? See, this is the mind of Christ Jesus when Jesus was passing through. what Jesus going through do, because Jesus have this anointing. Jesus have the healing power. Amen. And people focus, was dying, the blind man, thy son of David, have mercy upon me. Amen. The woman with the 12, with the long 12 years of issues of blood. Amen. When she came unto the Lord, God, Jesus didn't turn nobody back, didn't turn nobody away. So we as a Christian folk, amen, are doing, what are we going to do? Are we going to do the initiative thing? Amen. The, what God have required to for us to do. That's what he said in his word. Much is given, much is required. So I seen this car at the red light. What am I going to do? Just drive off? No. I got out of my car at the red light, and I pushed this car out of the way, all the way, probably about 200 yards, running and pushing the car and making sure these people was brought into safety, rather than just pass by them like that. Come on now. A lot of times we have to, folk, listen, we have to put ourselves in people's position at times. We would want somebody to help us out. And then that would have been on my mind all day. Why didn't you push the God would have been dealing with me. Why didn't you push the young lady out of the road? I'd give an answer to that. It's the same thing what we have to do when we are falling after the regulation and the laws of God. Amen. That our heart be heartfelt with God with praises. Amen. That go forth out of our mouth. And that we continue to lift up, amen, his name. Because, you know, the Lord is worthy of all praises. And to get our spirit and receptible unto God. To be a carbon copy after him. To get to know him. Because my sheep, they will know. And a stranger, they will not follow. And being led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that men as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, the daughters of God, the people of God. And then being children of God, we're heirs of God. And being heirs of God, we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:17. To understand the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and all what he's doing. The goodness, God goodness, is to change you from the inside out, friend, with a heart governed by the goodness of God. Come on here. The appreciation, the admiration, and giving thanks unto God. Nathaniel asked, any good thing come up out of Nazareth? Well, he was up under the fig tree. The fig tree represent being up under the tree of the goodness and meditating on God. Being a devout man. That's why Jesus asked him. He said, oh, Israel, was there's no guile, a perfect, upright, meditating on the word of the Lord, purifying yourself from all impurities, cleanness before him. Glory to God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for one more opportunity, friend, for you to get it right before the Lord. The Bible say all the ways of a man seem right in his own eye. But what, but the end thereof is not going to be pleasurable. It's not going to be pleasurable. The heart, the issues of life that face us all the time in life, decision-making processes. And as far as the church, when Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church. Nothing can prevail against the church. Where is the church? The church is where we come and meet. But the church is in your temple of your heart is where we see our time and come and go. We want to, God bless you from Lively Stones Ministry as I pray. We love you. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Dr. Michael Youssef. To follow Jesus means that you are willing to abandon yourself to Him. To follow Jesus means that you are willing to sacrifice what is near and dear. Sometimes that's your strong opinion. Sometimes that means that you're going to sacrifice your stubborn will that's standing in the way of following Jesus.